Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Dallas County engineer, Al Miller. And Al, well, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, as you're here to kind of share some updates, what's going on with county road projects, as well as some bridge projects that will be coming up here. So I know there's some things going on right now, and there's kind of a big project. So why don't you start us out with what's currently happening here?
Yeah, the big project we have going on right now is the F90 or 360th Street pavement rehabilitation. That project, we're hoping to have the paving completed by mid to late July, depending on what the weather does to us. So yeah, hopefully Grimes Asphalt's the prime contractor there, and they're doing a nice job. It's just we're kind of in between rain showers at the present time. So I would like to extend a thank you for all the folks that live down in that area. I know that that road takes a lot of traffic, a lot of truck traffic, and you know, to divert that traffic around for the length of our project is something that we'd like to minimize here. Okay. So the sooner we can get done with that project, the better, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like you said, mid-July, it's coming up here soon. So yeah, just a little bit longer. And then talk about, I guess, you know, what else? I know you said there's another paving project also that will be coming up here.
Yeah, after the F90 project is done, and there will be a little bit of overlap, but we've got the P48 project south of Dexter down to exit 97. Okay. That project is a shared road between Guthrie County, Dallas County, Adair, and Madison County. Okay. And that Manat's got that project. It's going to be a cement, a concrete project,
okay,
rather than asphalt. And it should start here in the next couple of weeks, probably first or second week of July. So
okay, and I hear the name Manat's a lot. Obviously, I know that's a contractor you guys have worked with before.
Yeah, their main office is out of Newton, but they have a very large operation. So
okay,
we've definitely worked with them in the past.
And you like kind of the work they've done in the past?
Yeah, they're a very good contractor. I apologize. Their main office is out of Brooklyn, Iowa.
Okay, so, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that. Again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County engineer, Al Miller. And Al, I know you got some bridge projects in the works. Any more with the county roads?
Those are the two big big projects this year. Of course, we've got all of our normal maintenance and concrete patching we're doing. And, you know, our maintenance guys are doing a nice job hustling, getting a lot of work done out there too. So I'd like to thank those folks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then, yeah, talk about some of the bridge projects that will also be coming up.
We've got a project on B Avenue, about 3/4 mile south of F-25, that our crews will be removing that bridge and doing the grading prior to the bridge being built. Depending on what weather does to us here, we're going to get started on that probably July or early August. And like I say, that's going to be our crews. And then we'll be looking for a contract with a big bridge contractor to get that new bridge installed. One other bridge we have is on Ivy Avenue on the south side of Perry. That'll be a similar project. Our crews will remove the existing bridge, do a little bit of grading there, and then a bridge contractor will come in and do that new bridge in that area. The third project we have will be a spring project. It's on H Avenue, about 1/2 mile south of Highway 44 in Colfax Township.
Okay, awesome. Have there been any delays with any of the projects going on right now, or do you expect anything here upcoming?
Just some weather delays. I think, sure, you know, we got kind of spoiled here the last few years as far as construction is concerned, because it never rained. Unfortunately, that's not good for for most people. But this year is a little more normal rain showers, and we're dealing with that a little bit, but okay, a little bit more of a normal construction season.
So. Okay, there we go again. Speaking here with the Dallas County engineer, Al Miller. And Al, of course, you know, a big thing at the supervisors meeting has been the talk of the Secondary Roads Administration addition. And so I know, like you said, Turner Construction kind of taking care of that. But I guess just talk a little bit about what's going on to inform people.
Yeah, that project is moving forward. Our engineer's office will be moving from Adel out to our central maintenance facility to this new location.
Okay.
After the administrative part of the project is done. It's a project that we're hoping to be into the new building in May of 2026.
Okay.
We're currently kind of in temporary quarters in a trailer out there on site. In addition to the administrative portion of the addition, we've got a new garage area that supports our our sign folks and our integrated roadside vegetation management folks, as well as some of our testing area for materials testing and those type of things.
And can you talk about maybe what the funding, is that still being figured out or what's that looking like?
The Dallas County Board of Supervisors has prioritized some local option sales tax funding to go towards this capital improvement. And I would like to thank the Board of Supervisors for prioritizing those funds to the road department.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thanks for, you know, stomping in and talking about things coming up. And yeah, really always appreciate the updates. And I know you guys always do the five-year plan. So you got stuff all the way till 2030, but just kind of knocking them out, you know, as we go along here.
Yeah, we're staying busy. We got a lot of growth coming our way, and we have obviously a lot of need on our roads for improvements here, and we're trying to stay ahead of things the best we can.
So. Well, I think you guys are doing a great job, so thank you so much, and thanks again for stopping in.
Thank you very much.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that's the Dallas County Engineer, Al Miller, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.